We're looking forward to chatting with Jeff McGeachin. He's down in Melbourne at the moment, so we'll be chatting to him. But I do have live in studio, I'm a very lucky girl this morning, Ian Jay. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Katrina.
Ian, you've been reading this book. It's called... No, the one that he... Well, I liked this. The one before this one. This is called Dead and Kicking.
This is called Dead and Kicking, yep.
The one before it was described... It was Sensitive New Age Spy, described by the Sunday Tasmanian as cheekier than a runway full of G-string models.
And I can understand that with the style that Jeff uses.
That's incredibly descriptive.
Indeed.
I like it. I like it. And I believe that Dead and Kicking is attracting similarly colourful reviews.
I think it is, actually. And I could add to that because it's a good read. It's a good Aussie yarn.
I'll be talking to Jeff in a moment to get his synopsis on the book itself. But let's start with the lead character. Ian, let's run through this together. Give me a quick synopsis of the book.
Well, it's a story about a fellow called Albie Murdoch. He's a photographer. He works for an international photography company. And as well as taking photographs for galleries and for magazines, he's also a spy. Works for a spy agency as well. Why not? A lot of us have two jobs these days.
Yeah, it's multitasking.
Indeed.
And they said men couldn't do it. Now, Jeff is in Melbourne at the moment, and he is the author of the book. His name is Jeff McGeachin. The book is Dead and Kicking. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Katrina. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
Jeff, we've just I've just been telling Ian about the review in the Sunday Tasmanian about the Sensitive New Age Spy, that it's cheekier than a runway full of G-string models.
That was one of the best quotes that I've been able to use that extensively. It was it summed it up. They seem to like me a lot in Tasmania. The Sunday Tasmanian seems to give me very interesting reviews.
That's fantastic. Now, Ian Jay is our Saturday Read reviewer this morning, and he's absolutely almost literally chomping at the bit to have a chat to you. So I'll hand the baton to you, Ian.
Look, it's great to have you on the show, Jeff, and congratulations on Dead and Kicking.
Thanks very much. It's book four, which is a bit of a surprise to me. I still pinch myself to think that it's, you know, I'm up to four books.
It's fantastic, and I'm sure there's some more coming down the track.
I'm in the middle of another one, even as we speak.
Okay, well, we might get to that in a little minute. Can you just give us a quick overview of Dead and Kicking?
Dead and Kicking is it's a spy thriller, but it's got its tongue in its cheek pretty firmly. It's about a photographer spy. Photographer is his cover, and he's actually working for the Australian government. But his name is Albie Murdoch, and in this particular book, which is the third in the series, but you don't have to read them in order, he's in Vietnam because he got into trouble with his boss, which is always what happens. Yeah. Takes a photograph that he discovers he really shouldn't have taken, and it just sets off a train of events and has him running for his life all over Southeast Asia and back to Australia and eventually up to Darwin, trying to figure out why all these people want him dead.
Indeed it does. And it features super piranha fish, which I thought were really interesting. And I was wondering as I was reading it whether or not you're motivated by that photograph that was getting around the internet of this huge African fish with massive teeth that was touted as being a piranha. Did you see that photo?
I did eventually. I did it later in my research. It turned up, and I was pretty surprised, and it does look rather nasty. My fish are... There's a possibility you could do it. Always my plots can be a little bit extreme, but then I always have this very weird thing I've discovered. Oh, it's actually not as far from the truth as I thought.
Yes, indeed. I thought the same as I was reading through it as well. I thought that was a good little plot that you had running there. They say, as new writers, and a lot of our listeners are writers as well as readers, they say that you should write what you know. Did you find that when you were developing your character, Albie, that you drew upon your own experiences?
Well, making him a photographer, since my career, I've always been a photographer since that was my first job and pretty much what I've done all my life. So using Albie, using this photography background, made that part a little bit easier. But also, since he's an international spy, I've lived and worked all over the world, and I can use the fact that I've done that for background information, and I'm more comfortable with him being a photographer. So that worked pretty well.
It does. It works certainly. It comes across very much that way. You're on 612 ABC Brisbane. I'm Ian Jay with Katrina Davidson on Saturday Reads. And we've got Jeff McGleishan on the line talking about his new book, Dead and Kicking. You've travelled to some of these exotic locations around the world. When you write your stories, do you draw up the things you've seen, or you use photographs, or how does that process work for you?
I've got one of those memories that everything seems to lock into. I base it on sort of emotions and events and people that I've met, but it mostly comes out of my memory, and then I'll just perhaps do some research and maybe do some, dig out some old photographs just to reinforce things. But unfortunately, if you're standing near me and you say something or do something interesting, there's a possibility it might wind up in a book.
Yeah, or maybe you've done it as well.
Some of the things, yes. That was the great thing about being a photographer is you get to do things like climb inside volcanoes and go down in submarines and do all sorts of fun things as part of the photographer's job.
When you write your novels, do you you're a start to finish kind of author?
Actually, I'm partially like that. I'm a start and finish author. I write the first chapter and I pretty much write the last chapter, and then I figure out how I'm going to connect the two. Mm. And along the way, characters that you need to help you make the connection pop up, and you just use them. But quite often, I mean, they'll go places I'm surprised about. My characters, they're pretty extreme, as you know, having read the book.
Yeah.
But they do take you interesting places that you're surprised at sometimes. And sometimes they take over the book, as in this particular one, that character Jezebel Quick, the
yes.
crazed celebrity chef. She
yes.
had a very minor role, but she decided she'd have a larger role, and she basically wrote herself into more chapters.
I loved her. I thought she was fantastic, Jeff. Now, the experience of getting published in Australia, did that go well for you?
I've been very, very lucky. There's no question about that. I always wanted to be a writer. I was a photographer because I was too scared to be a writer, because I had so much respect for writing and for books and for words that I didn't think I could be a really good writer. So I tried to become a really good photographer. But then eventually one day I said, listen, if you want to see whether you can write, you have to do it. So I sat down, finished a book. I had lots of unfinished books. I finished a book. And I was just at the right moment that the agent I thought I wanted ran a competition to find unpublished authors.
Oh, good.
And so I won this competition for my very first book, the trickily titled Fat 50, and there's another word starting that goes in it.
Yeah, that word.
That word. And that won me the competition, got me an agent, and got me published. So there is some luck in it, but I had to do a good book. I think there are about 300 entries in that particular competition. So the book was what got me started with the competition, and so I was lucky. But it's a matter of writing, a matter of getting the words down on the page.
Yeah, it certainly is, Jeff. Look, mate, thanks very much for being on air with us this morning, and all the very best with Dead and Kicking and all your other books. And maybe we can catch up again in the future.
I'd look forward to that. Thanks very much, Ian. Thanks, Katrina.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much, Jeff. And thank you, writer and reviewer and Brisbane man about town. Do you like that, Ian?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. And you'll be joining Phil again next week.
In a fortnight.
Same in a fortnight.
Yep.
It's fortnight's time.
Yes.
Same bat place, same bat channel.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Ian.
612 ABC.